Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, the genius that he was, seemed to foreshadow and understand many of the problems that have since arisen in our world, perhaps were present then. First, I would say that here is a part which has dignity for the Negro actor. Often we don't get those opportunities. And I would say that my people will be very proud of my or any other Negro actor appearing in such a part. I think also that to me Othello is one of a different culture. Shakespeare insists that he's African. Some argument whether he's the word black and the fact that he's from Africa is very clear to me. And that Shakespeare posed this problem of a, say, black man in a white system over from America. And we like to say pass and chance and do for the morning dew. And I happened to pick up an old script of Shakespeare, and the dew was very clear. It was D-I-E-W, and it was not chance, C-H-A-U-N-C-E, so it was dew, like in lieu of, and chance, and dance, is very, very Shakespearean. And one terrible, difficult sound was my, almost at the beginning of the play, my services, which I have done the scenery, my services, services. I would say my services. I had to work on that very. But later, I took some special work at the University of London, and also in my university days, I majored in English, and I have records from the earliest time, from time of Anglo-Saxons, matter of fact, through Chaucer. And of course, since I worked on my songs with Roger Quilter, and I would have to use the role, I couldn't walk out here and say, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. It's got to be very, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine.
Good evening, Mr. Friedman.
Good evening, Mr. Atkinson.
Mr. Friedman, could you tell the listeners something about your great compatriot and musician, Ignacy Paderewski?
I will do it with rare pleasure, and I'm very glad to be given the opportunity of paying a modest tribute to the great artist and distinguished man. Paderewski's career is, in my opinion, the most interesting in the history of music. His combined genius of a musician and a statesman gives a personality unique in the world. As a leader of his country, He conceived the best idea, or rather vision, of the future of his fatherland.
Will you outline in brief the interesting features of his character?
Well, it is rather difficult to do it impromptu. It would take hours to do that. I will try, however, to mention a few of the highlights. Paderewski, as a man of 29, went to Vienna for the second time to his teacher and friend Krzyszytycki to take lessons from him, in spite of the fact that his career and fame as an outstanding artist and composer was already established. He started all over again to improve his art, to make it really great. His material position wasn't good. He had to struggle, and his great teacher gave him lessons without fee, arranging even for him to appear at concerts and recitals. 2 years later, Paderewski had gone very far, and his miraculous career became second to none in the history of music. I would like to point out that there was nothing casual in this career, nothing due to clever advertisement. He earned his fame by hard work and his genius. We should remember that a career which runs for a half century without diminishing for a single moment is not faked and can't be accounted for be anything else except pure genius.
Did you ever come in personal contact with Paderewski?
Yes. The first time was when I was 9. My teacher took me to him and I played for him, should I rather say before him. I met him years later in Australia when he was on his way to New Zealand. Finally, 5 years ago, I sent a cable to Paderewski congratulating him on his 75th birthday. I received in reply a very nice letter.
That is most interesting, Mr. Friedman. Would you mind telling us more about his personality?
Not at all. Paderewski certainly a striking personality. His talents are universal. Had he not been a great virtuoso, he would have become famous as a composer. And it is rather a pity he didn't sacrifice more time for composing. He is one of the best speakers I have ever heard and has excellent command of 5 languages. He has been for half a century an unofficial ambassador of his country, and his services in this connection are immense. He would have been a very good and talented journalist, and he is an excellent billiard and bridge player. He is a man of a great and good heart, and never was a man in need turned away without help. He spent nearly all of his great fortune, about $7 million, in the cause of Poland. I would like to finish my short tribute to this great man and artist by saying that in the history of Poland he will live forever as the greatest patriot of his fatherland. He will live forever in the memory of mankind and generations to come as a great musician, great among the greatest.
Thank you. Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I. Fine,
fine. Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We're gonna pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call the bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot.